The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day program and the My Cool Inventions program together again. Together, there's a song here someplace. I'm not quite sure how.
You're not going to start singing first, are you?
That's a negative question, and it really has negative impact on the emotions that surround this program. I think I get from your tone that you don't want me to sing.
No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking if you were.
I think I get the direct.
I think we should let him sing.
We don't let Creeman sing, that's for sure.
Right? Really?
No.
Maybe we should just once so we know.
Oh, no.
That's
not a good thing.
Akos.
So did you miss me?
Well, we want you to tell us the story in a matter of moments of what it was, how many hundreds of millions you made while you were gone this past week or so. Oh. John Creeman's the doctor of Sharpology. But first, we got to get at the important stories, or at least the essence of things that make people either crazy or we want to know what there is about this. The whole idea behind this program, this hour, and the idea that came from Akos and John 4 years ago, looking for the next cool invention, the next inventor, the next person that should be touted and supported, crowdfunding, all the things that we are a part of. Today we're going to meet Francis Edwards, by the way, who has some interesting concepts involving 3D. First, however, I have in front of me a research report which basically is and has condemned Facebook. Facebook's experiment in which it manipulates 700,000 of its users, their news feeds, to see whether it would affect their emotions, saying it breaches ethical guidelines for informed consent. In other words, what these people, this shows you how powerful, and that's kind of what, you know, you get to the brass tacks of what Facebook is about. It was a genius invention. Zuckerberg apparently stole it from those twins, if you believe what was in the book and in the movie. Okay, so is that the case? You are always touting the fact that people need to register their inventions and their ideas. I can tell you a quick story about my son, who's a writer in Hollywood, who came up with his first idea for a script, and he thought, he was so excited about it, he played basketball. They have pickup basketball games they play every Thursday night, actors and producers and stuff. So he is a good basketball player and sought after by these guys as a ringer, and he'd been playing for a long time. So one of the people playing was an agent, and Brendan was telling this agent about the idea he had for this television show. So the agent says, great, bring it in, and I'll look at it, and I'll tell you what I think. Okay, so Brendan brings with good faith, naive like his father to a certain extent, brings the script, gives it to the guy, never sees the guy again. A year later, the script shows up as the pilot for a series that Jimmy Smith starred in about a Miami mayor whose brother was a drug kingpin. And that was went for a year. That was my son's script. It was his idea. Wow. Think he got anything out of it? Nothing. Zero. Because he didn't know his way around at the time. And that goes for inventions. How many people have you come across? And I guess I, before I get to the real meat of the Facebook story, Akos and John, who have great ideas. They come out with an idea and they don't protect it. Zuckerberg was smart enough to get the idea away from these twins and to protect it so that it became his. And look at where he is today. How many other people have let others steal their ideas and then paid the price?
Yeah.
Well, it's happened to me. I have the patent. One of my patents is a laundry sheet where you can toss a pre-soaked sheet into the wash to wash your clothes, and I spent over $1 million fighting to keep that because someone, even after I protected it, was trying to get a hold of it.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you win?
Yes, I did. Huh. I mean, it's absolutely
important. Was it worth $1 million?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah. And that's, I think it's going to be hugely successful. It's already very successful in live shopping, but I guess people attack other people, and I don't like it that people do that, and I don't
was
like
this your idea or an idea that you developed with somebody else, and you protected him in
no,
the
no,
pen?
No, it was my idea. In fact, we were selling stain remover, and we had these wipes that would take stains off your hands, and my wife was throwing them in the wash. I go, what are you doing? He goes, well, we got all these wipes, and they're perfect in the wash. I was taking tar off horse blankets and stuff like that. I go, really? It takes creosote off horse blankets?
Really?
And then she looked at me. She goes, you should actually see if you can patent this wipe idea in a laundry. I called my lawyer, and he says, no way. It's never going to happen. Then a few minutes later, he calls me back and said, I'm going to remember this day, the day I said you couldn't patent this, but it's available, and I've already started the process. We're patenting the delivery mechanism of washing your laundry with laundry sheets.
Wow.
But I tell everybody this. You must register, must patent pen, you must protect, because even when you do protect, you know, you reduce the chance of people knocking you off, but you have to protect
right,
it as
so
best you can.
In the case of Zuckerberg for Facebook, he stole the idea, maybe. I mean, they went
allegedly.
To court. Yeah, they went to court, and didn't he end up paying those twins a bunch of money?
Yeah.
One way or the other, he still owns
Facebook.
Wasn't
that like just the place to put people pictures on there? And they were
it was supposed to be just for Harvard. It was just for Harvard. It was a local Harvard thing. That was all it was.
Wasn't it to see, look at the pretty girls, and they were, what were they doing? They were just putting them out there?
It was entitled, No Ugly Girls Allowed.
Really?
No.
No?
But anyway.
By the way, there are no ugly
girls. Nice try, though. That was good.
Yeah. Okay. So, the point I'm trying to make about Facebook is now it has become so popular and powerful that they can fiddle around with 700,000 accounts. They experiment. They didn't ask the 700,000 people. They just started diddling with their accounts and the kind of news that they were getting just to see if they would understand that this is the good versus the bad.
But unfortunately, though, when you sign up for a Facebook account, you actually click a box that says that you will be subject to their information.
Yeah, they can. Exactly.
They want to do.
They do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like our radio program. We can do whatever we want to do.
Really? Do we all three of us have to decide together?
We're on the fly. We did this on the fly.
Right. Don't be telling too many of our secrets.
Okay, all right.
I just wondered whether you thought that was an interesting story in the sense.
I do. I mean,
I'm right now anti-Facebook. I went through a top Facebook. Now I don't post very often.
Really?
I've seen too many pictures of food and cats and, you know.
All right. So, Cremins, then get this one up for ACOS. The Facebook.com/Good Day Show picture of me yesterday when I came in. ACOS will appreciate this because I'm a farmer and he's a farmer, although I'm getting that he doesn't come in at night looking like I came in last night. I get off the tractor a little after 8 o'clock. I came in and Meredith, my lady, took a picture of me, which has received a number of comments, as a matter of fact, hundreds of them this morning about how I looked as
what's your address
I'm looking
again?
At you. I'm looking.
I'm looking for Good Day.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Good Day Show.
Yes. Oh.
See, there you go. Here it comes. Yeah. There is everybody.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Right.
Do I want to wait for this, or should we do a couple? Are you laughing because you saw the picture?
Nice,
are you
nice hair.
Yeah. Nice head. Wrong planet.
I've seen Hakon's hair like that.
Oh, no.
What'd you say? Nice hair, wrong planet?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
You look like the guy. You look at the movie. What was the guy? The Back of the Future.
That's exactly what.
Yeah.
If you look at the comments on the Facebook post, there's one from a guy who's on my staff on Good Day, Chuck Curry. That's exactly what he said. And I think
Doc
some of the
Brown.
Other. Doc Brown. Rich
exactly
McFadden,
Doc
who's
Brown.
At the controls.
It was
Washington.
Doc Brown, yeah.
That's right. He said that's what it looked like, too. Yeah, all right. So anyway.
That's good.
So what's that protein powder on top of your fridge there?
You're looking at that.
Well,
that was an advertiser. I have all that stuff all over the place. Probably your house is full of that stuff, too. right? All the various
products. Of course it is, Doug. Of course. Why would you even ask such a question?
Right. Okay. We better get to our inventor in a matter of moments. We'll have Francis explain. Francis Edwards is the person under scrutiny today as we test another cool invention. MyCoolInventions.com is the website. Check it out. You can go to DougStefan.com as well. Akos, the solutionist. John, the director of Shopology. Doug's just here with another pretty face, as you can tell by looking at that picture on Facebook. 16 past the hour.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Now 19 after the hour, as My Cool Inventions continues, I thought you would both appreciate an email that came. This sort of tells the power of what it is that we are doing. This email was received from one of the contestants last week because of a connection made to, we have a couple of affiliates in Hawaii. Let's see, this person writes, my wife has a red car with black interior. A red crate with a black cooler would have been a great surprise for her. I heard this on the Doug Steffen radio program. The inventor was trying to pitch it. She has a great one. It got me and I guess others in the middle of the pond here were excited about it. I haven't seen anybody carrying it in a local store yet, but we will when we get it. And the focus was on this product that we talked about from Linda Fritz.
Oh, the Crespi
Crate.
Yeah, exactly. So they're looking for them over in Hawaii. But can you imagine, I mean, the reach that, and people listening to this all around the world, MyCoolInventions.com, DougStefan.com, the actual reach that you have, and I'm sure Akos understands it because he's a sort of international phenomenon when people see him or get, and you know how to market this stuff all around the world. But I just, I mean, I'm not sure. I always think it sort of pinches up every once in a while when you think, who actually is listening? And what are they getting out of listening to it? Here's Linda Fritz getting a boost from somebody who wanted to pass it on from Hawaii.
From Hawaii. That's awesome.
Yeah. Right. Now,
so the voting's still going on at Dream Big America.
Yes, the Dream Big America contest for this week. We've changed it. So she's one of the three, Kenny Urechega and Twilash, and then there's Laura and Lawrence, I think his name is. Isn't that the other guy? A doggy do all. You can vote for one of those three at dreambigamerica.us. Whoever wins gets the $20,000 monthly prize. Hmm. Prize winner coming up, 21 past the hour, as today's contestant shows up in a moment here.
Moms of America,
Stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This, the essence of inventing stardom, created here by My Cool Inventions. You'll be able to listen to this fellow. I'm going to have Akos and John introduce us to Francis Edwards. Then you'll be able to later on start thumbs up or thumbs down texting whether you like this idea or not. You go from now until noontime texting to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down, or voting at mycoolinventions.com. All right, fellas, Francis Edwards, what's the story?
Well, this is a book, a 3D tunnel book. When I was a kid, I used to have these pop-up good books to learn with, and I used to love these pop-up books.
You have one of those things that that rotated in a viewer with the pictures in the viewer. Did you have one of those?
Yeah, I did. What they used to call those things? I can't remember the...
They were Viewmasters.
Viewmasters. But we had a name for them. I can't remember what they were called. You clicked them. Now, this is a book similar to my pop-up books, which I used to turn the pages and they came out 3D. This guy has taken it to another level. It's a long tunnel book, which I guess is like this 3D tunnel book. Let's bring on Francis Edwards. Francis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So help describe these to us, because I'm trying to explain these accordion-style 3D books. So explain to us what kind of books they are, what they're used for, and what did you hope to gain by inventing them?
Okay. I was teaching school for around 15 years, and I noticed children, how they struggle to read. And you hear the common reports from them that they're bored, or they hate reading, or they don't like turning pages, or, gee, I got 10 pages to read tonight, I'm never going to get it done. This sort of response was ringing in my back of my brain so much that I thought there must be some other way of engaging these kids to get them excited about reading. And then they're so exposed to the games and the media and the 3D movies that are out there and what have you. So back in the 1400s, would you believe, the Germans, they came up with a box, and they put in these plates, and they put a hole in the front of the box, and you look through the box of your eye, and there was a sensation of having a 3D illustration in front of you. And then I saw a person that had one. It was from the 1800s. They opened it up, and it was made out of paper. And it was an Edinburgh castle in the background, and when they opened it up, all the people on the street were seen, and it was in like a 3D illusion. So I thought, wow, this is really a cool idea. I wonder if I could adapt this idea to education and to learning and for these kids to get them interested in reading. So I experimented with some. I've made five of them so far. And what they do, there's a peephole. We open up the book, and there are a few pages in there describing what you're going to see inside. And you look through a hole, a peephole. And as you look through, you pull the book open like an accordion. Okay? And there reveals everything in a 3D foreground. And it's really cool and really wild. And I've created about five of these books. And I take them to schools with me when I substitute. And I show the kids the books. And they just said, wow, I hope you're successful with these. I love them.
So what's the age group that you're trying to promote to or engage?
Third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
So third, fourth, and fifth grade. How big are these books? Give me a sort of a description of size when they're folded down and pulled out.
Yeah, they're 5x7. Right. And then when you pull them open, they open about 12 inches.
All right. So
yeah, enough for a kid can hold it in his hand.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and after the break, we're going to get you to pitch for a minute, and the listener gets to vote. You can vote by going to mycoolinventions.com. That's mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button, and you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can text your vote by texting thumbs up or thumbs down one word to 22333. So, Francis, you gather your thoughts, and listeners, get ready to text, because when we're back, the My Cool Inventions Radio Network will have the pitch and the vote.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was fun.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Hey, get good day to go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a good day to go, please.
Take us with you with a good day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougStaffin.com. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Instead of this, the Michael Inventions theme isn't as good as my singing. I think we're going to replace the Michael Inventions theme with Doug singing, and I'll come up with some really cool. You'll find it very catchy, you guys.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, Akos, the solutionist, and John, the doctor of Shopology. This is the My Cool Inventions Hour, connected to Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Before we get back to our inventor, Mr. Edwards, who has interesting ways of teaching with his 3D tunnel books, Akos has been on a European extravaganza, and I thought maybe it'd be interesting for you to tell us your story about how, for those who are fans of home shopping here in this country, how does it work when you go to Europe or you go to other places around the world? This has become quite a phenomenon, and how have you set yourself up so that you become sort of an international flame?
So I was the best highlight of the trip was I was at the Electronic Retailing Association conference in Vienna. This is the beautiful Intercontinental Hotel, the City of Kings.
Now, are you going there to look for things? Or are you going there to bring things? What would you be?
This place, I was bringing things, and it was a conference. And we have 62 partners around the world who were my partners in the Abra project. Mm-hmm. And so they're always waiting for us to bring the next big hit. And we took three of our products, the sleeves, security sleeves, the folding wand, and Liquilites. We had shows for those. So I basically sit at a
show.
Table.
When you say the show is on the television, or are you talking about the
commercials.
Show?
Commercials. We've shot commercials for them. Two-minute, what they call direct response commercials. Like those buy one, get one free type things.
And you do it in English? How do you sell things in Germany in English?
We sell them. We send them a master, and then they dub over it.
So really? Oh, this ought to be cool.
Yes,
what does that look like? You in Japanese. I want to see you doing a pitch.
the weirdest one is when they dub over me in Hungarian, because Hungarian is my mother tongue.
Yeah.
And my relatives see it in Hungary. Seeing me dubbed in Hungarian, but it's not my voice that really drives them crazy. I could have easily done it in Hungarian for them. So 62 countries, I sit in a chair, and my agents sort of bring half-hour meetings for 3 days. It's very, very busy. But I was telling John, one of the coolest sort of meetings was there's marketers in Iran and Iraq, and I met a woman from Crimea who's actually a marketer and runs commercials, and just like us here. And I actually, my gosh, Crimea, can I ask you a couple of questions? I go, how is it to live in Crimea? They go, there's no currency. currency right now.
No money.
There's no money because the Ukrainians all got up and took their tentpoles and left, right. And the Russians haven't come in yet.
Yeah.
And the whole population sitting there with no money. No, they're doing
Bitcoin.
They're doing eggs and goats, I think.
Really? Yeah, barter, which was the original money anyway, so they've gotten down to the basics.
So what I love about these conferences, I meet real human beings from these countries, just like you and me, and I get to chat with them for a while. I've met a bunch of Russian marketers, and one overwhelming thing is they absolutely couldn't stand Putin. One person has a positive thing to say about him.
Mm-mm.
So I guess it's a geopolitical insight from everyday human beings like you and I who just want to buy some spin mops.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And live a life and clean the house and feed your family and go to work. That's it.
That's exactly. And really great insight I got from some marketing companies who were operating in Iran and Iraq and Syria and that area of the world. And I got a real insight on Sunnis and Shiites and how old that problem is back to the 700 AD. It was interesting to talk to just everyday human beings, mm-hmm. right?
You know, Akos, one of the things that I've experienced in traveling, I've been to pretty much every country. I haven't spent any time in South America, but I've been very fortunate to go around Africa and Europe and understand what it is, and a lot of places in Asia, too, where people... And this is what I brought back sort of in a universal sense, and you're just sort of underscoring it now. The average person, it doesn't make any difference what your nationality is, what your religion is, what your nation... What I find is that people want a couple of square meals a day and a roof over their head, and they want to take care of their families.
Correct.
It doesn't make any difference what country you're in. That's what people want.
Right.
And so all this other stuff, as you just pointed out, what made me think of it was what you said about Putin, Pukin Putin, I call him. The people there don't like him. They don't like the Iranian government. The people there despise. I have some good friends who are Iranians. They despise the government more than even we despise our government. And yet you wonder, okay, how do these people survive in office? And then you really understand how the system works and where the money is. And it's pretty corrupt, pretty damn.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's
a good
feedback
lesson.
From my little
kid. Yeah, good. All right, Akos and John and I back now to Francis Edwards. Go ahead, guys. What are we
doing?
All
right,
come on.
Francis Edwards is standing in the wings. And what we're going to do is Francis Edwards is going to pitch his 3D tunnel books for 1 minute. And how we do that, we're going to play a little intro music. The intro music is going to build up some suspense. And then the guy says, let's hear it. And that's when Francis is going to go like crazy for a minute. And listeners, you get to vote. You get to vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can do that a couple ways. You can actually call us at 1-888-877-0490. Easy number to remember, 38877, then 0490. You can text us. Text word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, thumbs up or thumbs down, to 22333. That's 22333. Or if you want to go to the internet, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button and vote there. So, Francis, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
I've handmade tunnel books about 5 different titles and subjects. And these books are just spellbinding. They're for young kids to get them interested in reading. They don't want to put my books down because it just grabs their concentration. And when they open them up, they look through a peephole, and there are plates that make the book. And the book becomes a 3D experience, and you pull them open. And they're a cousin to a pop-up book. But these books are unique, and I've adapted the idea for learning and education because each item and they look at this on the subject is identified by a number. And that number corresponds to some pages in the front of the book that explains what they're looking at. If it's a safari animal or an elephant or a giraffe or what have you, there's information about that giraffe. And the kids unknowingly look.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Time ran out on Francis. And Francis, I'm going to give you a little constructive feedback. I was a little worried about where you're going. I understood you were sort of presenting the product, but I was hoping to see more of a problem solution. I was see more of a sales pitch. What do you think, Doug?
Well, as I listened to him, there is... a sort of a uniqueness. There's a what's the best way of putting this without sounding negative? It sort of sounded like a backyard deal.
Right.
And so you've got to make it sound big, Francis. It's got to be big, or you have big plans. But it sounded cute, but it doesn't sound like it's big.
And you know, I actually, when I first heard about this invention, I never forget. It was, I think, before the Christmas season, or before, I heard a few months ago, before the holidays. And I thought, tunnel books, pop-up books. And then on HSN, these guys showed up. John, I know you know them.
Yeah.
These guys showed up with their pop-up books. And I have never seen things sell so fast.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. They were expensive,
people like
too. They were $40 or $50. And my gosh, they flew off the shelf. That's when I said, well, maybe Francis does have something here, because obviously there's a bunch of parents and stuff who just would love to give this as gifts. But I think you're right, Doug. We have to build it up bigger. It's got to, you know, you have to dream big, right? Sound big, or, you know.
Best dream big America.
Yeah, John, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that it's hard to explain what they really look like and what they are, right?
Right.
And I guess I would have liked to have seen a little more, catch my eye, catch my imagination right at the beginning.
Right.
You know, like I've always said, you know, that first minute's important, and even the first few seconds. And you can create an image of me, you know, with thinking about children that are looking at these books and are so mesmerized that they forget to go on their Facebook. They forget to go on their computers.
All right. So how can we help this guy?
Well, I think we need to just sort of maybe problem solution. I think in the vote, I always love problem solutions when it comes to pitching. And I think a call to action. I'm really not lacking this, you know, call to action. I think your call to action could be, Francis, listen, I'm trying to bring these to market. Help me out first by voting thumbs up. And that's a good way to call to action.
How about, what kind of a company have you got, Francis? How are you organized?
Oh, it's just, I'm a tunnel books company.
How's your company operate? You the sole guy? Do you have people working for you? Do you have adequate funding?
They're supporting me. My family supports me.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm putting on a book fair in Lakeland, Florida, October 10th, 11th, 12th.
You know anything about crowdfunding?
And I'm on Indiegogo.com.
You know, what are you giving? What do people get if they go to Indiegogo? What do they get?
Getting the books as a reward or a plate from the book signed, mm-hmm. and they can frame it for their child's room.
What are you trying? What's your aim? How much are you trying to get?
I need $10,000 to get the books published in China.
How far along are you on that quest at the moment?
I just started it about a week ago. Been up that long.
Yeah, but a week is a pretty good time. You're going to be able to tell after
a week. Well, I have several hundreds of dollars committed to it.
Yeah.
I need my first book, I need $2,500 to get it published.
Right.
Nobody in America can die cut the books anymore because it's, you know, a lost art.
It is a monster.
I have to do it overseas, and they're willing to do it, and it costs me $5 a book. But there's a minimum of 500 books. That's $2,500. Then you have shipping. So I need about $3,500.
So is there no way of mass producing these? Everything has to be done by hand, sort of?
A publisher can mass produce them.
Mm-hmm.
The right publisher. I'm hand-making them right now. But they need to be mass produced because the publishers can make tear-proof paper. They can hand-produce the book better than I can hand-make it. And the books are need to be published, and I need about $5,000 to get the first book, which is on dinosaurs, published.
So, Francis, if you're going to get these done in China, is that assembled in China, or are they going to just cut the pieces over there, and then you're going to have to
assemble
them back?
They're going to assemble as well.
Really? Okay.
Completely made. Ready to ship to somebody, to a
Are
buyer.
Are you worried about the stigma attached to things made in China as you try to sell
them? Not at all. Most of our books now are published in China. You look at books and even the big publishing houses in America, they use China as their machine, their factory.
What? Well, I wish you all the best, and I'm looking at the vote right now, and it's seeing what we got here, Johnny. It looks like 63% thumbs up, 38% thumbs down. The votes are pouring in, and if you'd like to vote for Francis's invention, go to mycoolinventions.com and go to the vote page there. Thumbs up or thumbs down, you can see the vote in real time, or text your vote if you're driving or sitting in the office or hanging out in the bus stop there. The thumbs up. And it's a thumbs up or thumbs down. You text that to 22333. That's 22333. Francis, we wish you all the best of luck, and we'll follow the vote.
Go to my website, www.tunnelbooks.webs.com, and have a look at them.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, I want to go before we run ourselves out of time. Yesterday, John, we had George Pryor. How did the voting last till noontime each day? So when these appearances take place, it's in the 9 o'clock hour East Coast time in the morning.
Doug, he went up to 97%.
Wow.
Yeah, he ended at 97% yesterday.
That's today, a good invention. Like
this guy's not going to do 97%. Does that sound terrible?
I don't know. He's got
I don't want to influence the vote, okay, but I would guess not.
No. All right. So 97% is the marker, whether it's Francis or tomorrow. We have a fellow named Phil Brady on, an interesting idea about exercising, et cetera, et cetera. So what this underscores is how brilliant some people are. We were talking earlier about Facebook, but who knows, as is suggested here, who's going to be the next millionaire, who's going to come up with the next idea, the next program, the next way of selling some idea. The world is full of amazing people with amazing ideas, and that's what this is all about, underscoring these people. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
And here's a question. Would you have voted thumbs up or thumbs down on Facebook or the Facebook?
Would I have, or just in general?
I would have probably passed on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I tend to not know a lot about that sort of, if it's technology, and I mean, I'm one of these guys that invested money in Amazon and took it out, and things that have done great. Google, I took my money out. That kind of stuff, so don't ask me. All right, Akos and John with Doug at 48 past the hour.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
If your car broke down right now, could you pay for the repairs? Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500 and an air conditioning compressor costs $1,600? Call AutoSave Go today and have your covered repair bills paid for when your vehicle breaks down. If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Coverage pays for parts, labor, diagnostics, taxes, and in most cases, even 24/7 roadside assistance. It's easy to qualify, and unlike other companies, we offer only the best coverage, always at the best price. It is unbeatable. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free quote and free roadside assistance, call now. 800-260-9703. That's 800-260-9703. 800-260-9703.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 22nd through July 7th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It would be 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The latest on the internet. Now, 53 past the hour. Focus on Facebook now. Editor from Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin, is here with some background information. Actually, the story, Greg, is posted at DougStephan.com from today's show. As far as I can figure here, we're all lab rats for Facebook. They routinely adjust its users' name, news feeds, testing out the number of ads they see, the size of photos that appear, often without their knowledge. It is for the purpose of creating a more alluring and useful product, so they say. But what happened last week that annoyed lots, hundreds of thousands of people, in fact, right?
I think annoyed might be understating it, Doug. And this actually happened in 2012, but it was announced last week. They did a test, so they've always been experimenting with your news feed, and that shouldn't surprise anyone. There's more stuff to go in your news feed than can possibly get there, so they have to filter it, and they use an algorithm to do it, and the algorithm is designed, to keep you interested, to keep you coming back for more.
Let's explain, Greg, what we mean by referencing news feed. News,
sure.
From what sort? What kind of news are we talking about?
Well, it's photos from your Aunt Martha and updates from your friends. I mean, this is just the stuff that all the people you're connected with on Facebook.
As the information they post scrolls down your Facebook page, most people think, okay, if Bob, Mary, Jim, and Tina post something, I'm going to see it all. But not so fast. Facebook likes to get in there and kind of tweak it a little bit so that you see certain things, and this was part of the experiment, right, Greg?
That's right, and we should not leave out the fact that some of the things in your news feed are advertising as well. So
correct.
They're tweaking all of that all the time. So in 2012, they did a little extra tweaking or testing, and they gave 700,000 people either a little more positive news from their news feeds. It was stuff that they might have gotten anyway, but they skewed it a little more positively or skewed it a little more negatively to see how those people reacted. Did the positive stuff make people post more positive messages? Did the negative stuff make people post more negative messages? That was the point of the test.
And did they release any results?
They did. They actually published the results in a journal, and that's where this whole upset and blow up has come. People were stunned that this kind of testing was done on humans. And by the way, there are lots of rules in academia about testing on humans, and it's not clear whether Facebook did or did not adhere to those rules. And I think, surprisingly to me, people were surprised that this kind of testing could be done and would be done, whereas I looked at it and thought, of course you would do this. If I owned Facebook, I would do exactly the same thing.
When you sign up for Facebook, you clicked a little button that says, basically, they can do anything they want to. It's their information. You're on their page.
You can send to
this. Here's an interesting wrinkle to what you just said. Yesterday, it was being reported exactly what you just said. You agreed to things that included research with your data and your Facebook profile.
Right.
It appears now overnight that those terms of service were actually updated to include the word research 4 months after this test was done.
So you've clicked on something. They say you clicked on, and yet they added that after the fact. So are people going to
when
sue
you click,
Facebook?
When you agree to the terms and conditions, at that point they had not had research in there.
Well,
after
and by the way,
research,
I'm not,
they added it.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that Facebook said you had agreed to this in response to this whole blow up about their research. Others, reporters, have said that you agreed to research. I'm not sure Facebook ever
said.
I see the company saying users consent to this kind of manipulation when they agree to the terms of their service. The judgment of the Internet, however, suggests that this is not a universally accepted explanation. You can say, but who reads all the fine print? Well, people with lawyers will tell you that's what the fine print is there for. You better read it. And
yes.
It's the
old you just summed it up really well, Doug. I mean, I think the fact that they agreed to have this information published suggests that they didn't think they did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So to me, one of the biggest surprises of this whole issue is that they're surprised that people are upset. That is a bit shocking. I think they need to do some work, not just on their thinking about policy like this, but also their public relations, because they shouldn't have been surprised.
Well, didn't they apologize? The guy who was responsible for the study, Adam Kramer, posted a public apology on his Facebook page saying, I can understand why some people have concerns about it. My co-author and I are very sorry.
Greg, in 10 seconds, did the positive posts post more positive and negative post more negative?
Yes, slightly.
Slightly, okay. Interesting.
All right, there's the story. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. Interested in technology. A lot of great writing there. Greg takes good care of that. Thank you, Greg, for being here on the Doug Stebbin Good Day program. It's something that everybody...
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.